Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
To another Lost Library blind box.
Hi there, I am Annie Creighton of Crooked Russian Cam. I do Gem Jammer, the Gem Jam. I will fight you and date me, dammit. I am going to be your storyteller here.
Hi, I am Alyssa Hinson. I previously played Trish on Mompocalypse, and I will be playing Amelia.
My name's Jackie. I will be playing the greedy little girl named Jade.
I am Christina Woods. Today I am playing Charlie, who is the traditional. You can find me on Twitter, at CWoodsArt. I've got my own show, which is The Home for Wayward OCs. And Instagram and Tumblr are both Christina Woods Art.
I'm Mac. I'm playing Lori, and I hate Christmas. And I'm with Annie on everything that she's on.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I'm on Twitter at WilkyWit. That's WILKYWIT. I am on lots of other Lost Library campaigns and one-shots. I'm a co-host on the Whatnots Review Show podcast. And today I am playing the Star Archetype, and my girl is named Mavis.
I'm Shannon Maynor. I am a co-host of Kingdom Smarts and a cast member on the Cool Kids Table. I'm playing a character named Ashley. You can follow me on Twitter at Shannon Maynor.
You guys have just been unloaded on the train that has miraculously not crashed, thanks to a woman who has introduced herself as Madame Claus. She is currently marching you down a hallway in this gigantic castle in the middle of space-time, essentially. It is snowing outside. It's a wonderful Christmas Eve, day, night. You're not really sure. Time is weird here. And as you are all being ushered through, Madame Claus, whom you will recall as a woman who is not so much someone who has aged gracefully, so much as she is someone who has graciously allowed age to briefly visit her in a time and manner in which she sees fit. That's right, she's a hot mom.
Excellent.
She turns to you and says, "Well, it was not in the greatest circumstances, but I do thank you all for coming on such short notice. I wish it could have been under better circumstances, but things being what they are, we have to make do with what we have, and make do with whom we have. Bungle is not exactly our greatest elf, but they make an impression."
Is Bungle still with us?
Yeah, Bungle trails behind the last of you. They're still not very happy to be here, but they definitely seem like they are ready for the other foot to drop on the fact that they basically broke a train.
Let's be fair, it was a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we broke a train.
I'm trying very hard to sulk back near them.
They had one job, and it was to get six children into a train and get that train to a destination. And
oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was me for a second.
No. That's it. They just had one job.
That was where we lost
Bungle,
you, Annie.
Bungled it. All right. And as you come to a great set of double doors, which Madame Claus throws open, you find yourself in a huge circular chamber. The center of the room is dominated by the biggest Christmas tree you've ever seen. Think big, then think bigger than that. Around it are several rows of sort of stadium seats that go up and up and up. Those of you who have ever seen the United Nations in your world think that it might actually look very similar, but you're also struck by the fact that it is very, very empty. There's a couple of people in these seats, and as Madame Claus enters with the children, they all sit up and stand to attention. And Madame Claus turns to you and spreads her arms and says, "Welcome to, well, the Council of Santas, such as it is. This is the meeting place of all Santas across all of the multiverse, and our numbers are dwindling. We have brought you children here because you have the greatest font of spirit that we have found. Whether for your strength of heart or your strength of will, you all carry the true meaning of Christmas deep into your souls. Some of you deny it. Some of you have never had access to it or needed to access that spirit. But you are all the most worthy candidates that we could find on short notice."
Thanks.
Thanks.
At least she's honest.
Yeah, yeah, there's that.
Now, as you guys look around, does anybody want to try to identify the five or six Santas that are present?
Yes.
All right, who wants to give me a wonder?
Yours truly.
Oh, shit, I don't have any dice.
Jackie!
Oh, I got my dice, too.
I'm a professional.
Here we go.
It's a tabletop game. I'm the only one here that doesn't actually need dice, and that's because I'm lazy.
Okay. Is this plus wonder, Annie?
Yeah.
Okay, then I got a 7.
Okay. Anybody else want to give it a shot?
I want to try. Okay, I got a 13. Yes! Okay.
I'm very busy sulking.
Okay, cool. So y'all recognize some of these Santas from some things you've seen. One of there is a, there's a Coca-Cola Santa who's kind of kicking back a cold one up there. There's only really been a couple adaptations, but you get the feeling that there's a very Narnian sense in one of those Father Christmases. He's holding a whole bunch of weapons, like straight up swords.
That one. Yeah, that's my favorite Santa.
Is one of them stop motion and designed by Tim Burton?
Oh God,
not here.
That would be terrifying to see in real life.
One of them is, well, one of them just looks like a straight up bishop. You think that might just be Saint Nicholas? He doesn't seem very happy to be here. He looks punchy, actually.
Yes,
that's my kind of Santa.
And there are three Santas who look, move, and you suspect speak in unison. They all wear the cheapest Santa costumes you've ever seen. This one, you get the sense, you look at them and you hear the word Mall Santa in your head.
Mom was right, they are a real Santa.
We are Mall Santa.
Man, the standards are really low here.
Do you say that out loud?
Yes.
Princess Jane. You're a real jaded Santa girl.
Oh my God, is Scott Calvin here?
Not here.
I really,
but you will notice that
be...
there are many empty seats at this council.
I want a tropical, like, oh, Jimmy God. Buffett Santa, like, oh, a God, vacation please. Santa. Scott Calvin got Norded.
I was about to say, is this just an Organization 13 of Santa Clauses?
If we had that many thrones, this would be a very, very, very tall room.
Six brats apart.
Many holly jolly missions.
Anyway, we got all these Santas on our plate.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of Santas here. At the comment about how there are very low standards, Madame Claus looks cross, then kind of hangs her shoulders a little, and it's like, we are in dire straits here.
Obviously.
Okay.
She's a princess. She can't help it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how much of this has Bungle explained to you on the way here? I understand your visit was a bit truncated in terms of conversation.
Like 0%? I think 0% he explained to us.
Thank you.
Sorry, they.
Bungle said that we have to essentially rescue Christmas from some kind of evil Christmas elves. They weren't too specific with details.
There's some gloop, and a piece of that gloop took a baby brother of mine.
Oh dear, yes.
And then there were some in sleds, and then there were snakes, and then you threw the hot cocoa, and then I tried to drive the train, and then she drove the train, and then we crashed.
Yes, the rain snakes, they are, as the best we can figure, they're the polar, if you'll pardon the expression, opposite of reindeer. Our R&D department is still working out the logic on that, but that seems to be the gist that we're going with. As for the dark imps, those are our corrupted elves from worlds that have fallen, Santas who have fallen. In fact, that is the problem. Our Santa's numbers are fading fast, and with it goes Christmas, with it goes children, with it goes spirit, with it goes elves. We believe that we can triangulate the signal of where exactly these children and this spirit is leaking to, but we need assistance. She spreads her hands. As the spirit goes, our Santas are losing their powers. The very reason that I retain so much of mine is simply because I am in charge of the Nexus. I am the Santa of Santas. But even my numbers are dwindling. As are our elves. We have Bungle is one of our few left, as well as one of our other elves who takes care of the reindeer, of which we have so very few at this stage. We need you children as fonts of spirit, as resources, as chosen warriors. We need you to head to some of the other worlds where our Santas are still limited in their abilities, where they have not yet fallen. We need you to help stabilize the spirit there and place several of our signals that we have atop the beacons. There are beacons in each world. She thinks about this a little. We have beacons in every single world. They are massive spots of Christmas spirit. They take many forms from one to the next, but they're typically, and she gestures behind her to the giant Christmas tree, much like this. Christmas trees, in fact, are decorated in honor of the spirit beacons. Santas have an innate connection to these beacons and can sense their presence. We need you to go to these worlds to help the Santas to locate the beacons and activate them to create enough spirit for them to stabilize their own world and to help us triangulate a signal so that we may figure out where exactly these children are, including your baby brother. Once we find that, we may combine our efforts to at least fight this force to save Christmas. But as we cannot do it, we turn, as we always do, to children. I would ask, will you help us? But it's a little late for that. The train is broken.
I'm going to cut this in post, but my one thought was Captain Planet Santa.
My one thought has been, so all the spirits going to Kingdom Hearts.
I pulled my inspiration from many sources. I've been playing like all the Kingdom Hearts games lately, so...
Look, I will join Madame Xehanort and help her get all her Santa clones back.
Hot Lady Xehanort.
She does have white hair, and I haven't said what color her hair is.
Yeah. The change her. That we needed in this world.
I'm watching her.
Lori opens up her journal and starts writing.
But some of you seem like you may not be quite willing to that end. we would not send you out alone in the darkness. And from one of the seats, Narnie and Santa stands up and it's like, let's give them swords!
I like him.
Yeah!
Swords and bows and magic! It'll be great! We just give them all swords, we send them out against armies and white witches, it'll be awesome! Meanwhile, St. Nicholas stands up and it's like, let's just punch him!
Lori's with St. Nicholas. She watches him with the eye of someone who agrees with this.
St. Nicholas is like, look, they can't really punish you. They'll just make you deep. They'll just make you a bishop again in the morning. It'll be fine.
I'm so proud to be Catholic.
Madame Claus just kind of pinches the bridge of her nose between her thumb and forefinger, and she says, you see what we have to work with. Narnia Santa, you don't even have any powers. And he's like, but I've got swords! It's been a weird couple of days.
So how are we supposed to bring the spirit back? Are we singing again? I don't like singing.
We can sing.
No.
Singing is intermittently useful, but not precisely necessary. And she reaches under the tree and she pulls out a small wicker basket full of Christmas tree stars. She says, place these atop the beacons and that will stabilize the spirit in that world. This is also a tracking device for us. We just need you to actually get to the beacon and place it atop. It's actually fairly simple.
I'm like 4 feet tall.
My dad usually has to lift me up to help.
We can provide you ladders.
Charlie raises her hand from the back.
You mentioned that we weren't going to be doing this alone. How are we supposed to get to wherever these beacons are, and should we just be looking for the first Christmas tree we can find and then putting the star on top of the tree, or am I missing something here?
We would actually need you to meet up with the Santas at Eve World. We're not sending you to any that have fallen. There are Santas there, they just don't have any powers, but they can locate the beacon. They are something of a navigation thing. For instance, she puts up a finger. There! And she points to the tree right behind her.
Oh, thanks.
I think you've cheated. You already looked at it.
No, I think it's a tutorial. It's fine.
You press A, A,
you know what?
A,
I believe
A.
You.
Now use the left joystick to look up. Left, right.
Hold the B button to make the text scroll fast until you can get to the option menu.
What's the coolest cheat code?
Down, down, up, up, left, right, B, A, start.
Actually, we mostly have dev kits that don't require codes anymore. It's, you know what, it's fine. Our tech department handles the video games.
Are there mods?
Yes. Yes, sir. Speaking
Are we
of mods,
going to speed run Christmas? Toggle God mode on to immediately move to your position.
I can get the 12 days done in a day and a half.
Spawn some Christmas dragons.
If you run at like a 45 degree angle into this wall, you can clip right to the end.
You have to play it on critical without ever changing your weapon, a level 1 run through. No restarts.
We can actually provide you some, how do the kids say it these days, some sweet mods. We have a series of Christmas presents, specifically for you children. And she reaches under the tree and hands you each a gift.
Just one?
What you will find in here is a gift that will help you conquer these trials that you may face on your way to the beacon. And guess what? You can keep it afterwards. It's kind of a Christmas magic thing. Don't tell your friends. In the meantime, open these up and I will see to getting our ride sorted out. Bungle! With me! And, she is the room. The other Santa's just kind of slouched back down. You think you see one of them pulling out their phone? Coca-Cola Santa pulls out another Coke from somewhere.
That's my native Santa.
All right. So you guys have been provided with a list of gifts. I think some of you have already claimed some. So let's just go ahead and go around in our counting off order. That makes it easier for me. You already have numbers. So let's go ahead and start off. What is in your box?
Okay, then I got the uncrackable Christmas cracker.
All right, tell me about this uncrackable Christmas cracker.
Well, it's...
What color is it?
Oh, it's red and green with little gold ribbons on the ends.
And because I did mention this to someone earlier and they were confused and thought I was talking about Triscuits, this is a
Yeah, it's like a popper.
Some people don't know what crackers are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you pull the tabs and then presents come out, and there's always a paper crown. You have to wear the paper crown. It's very important.
Of course.
They're very fun.
All right, who's next?
I believe that's me. So, I open mine, and I find the Blinky Light Lasso, which is a never-ending string of lights that Jade spends probably, like, a good solid minute just, like, the pile just becomes bigger than she is. What is this?
It's never ending string of Christmas lights is what it is.
Do they glow pink?
They glow whatever color your heart desires most.
They start glowing pink. And she still just keeps trying to pull it out and there's no end to it. And it's also just like it looks like a Tangela.
It's starting to get covered in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright, who's next?
I think I'm next, but I actually have one quick question to clarify before I pick my choice. Okay. The unkillable fruitcake.
Yeah.
Am I correct in assuming that it is in fact edible?
It is unstoppable is what it is.
Your gullet will not survive.
You can eat it if it wants to be eaten.
You have to earn its respect. It's
sentient. Okay. Yes, it's like a hippogriff.
You have to bow to it.
Because I had my first choice be the uncrackable Christmas cracker, but I kind of want to go with the unkillable fruitcake because that just sounds like a pretty incredible weapon.
It cannot be stopped. It cannot be destroyed.
Yes, that is in fact its description.
So if she ate it, how would it come out?
How indeed?
Let's not worry about that right now.
How about we just
Christmas
don't eat it?
Magic.
I was planning on it being a bludgeoning weapon, but...
Yes. You wake up tomorrow, it's right next to you on your pillow.
You've made a pact with the fruitcake. It is now yours. Until the end of your days, perhaps beyond.
Those fruitcakes.
You hear a deep rumbling somewhere inside your skull. The pact is sealed.
I spent enough time in warlock hell. I don't want to go back.
That's what happens when you pick a fruitcake.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Right, who's next?
When Lori opens up her box, there is a pair of red slippers, basically, on the inside, trimmed with gold. The Christmas shoes. Probably purchased for a dying mother of some kind. She kind of picks them up and looks them over and compares them to her feet, and then looks mildly offended. Glances over to the Santa, and then down, and then just kind of shrugs, but doesn't say thank you.
Christmas, 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 yep. Christmas!
Okay, okay. I am going to take the Everlasting Cocoa Mug.
Awesome.
And when Mavis opens her package and sees this, she knows it is the right thing to do, especially if she wants to stay on that nice list, that she return the favor to Madam Claus, and she takes a little cookie out of her apron pocket. And it's a little stocking with an M on it, and the M is kind of blobby because she's trying to learn cursive and she's not good at it.
Aww.
She says, "Madam, this is a trial. It is not my best work. I assure you, those monsters, they ate the cookies." Those were your cookies. You and Santa's. Any Santa, I guess. Now that I learned there's more than just Mr. and Mrs.
You're gonna have to bake a lot of cookies later.
Oh boy, I'm excited for it. That's what I want. So please, take this for right now.
She takes it from you, as she has re-entered the room at this point. She hears your speech. She takes the cookie with incredible solemnity, takes a bite, chews it thoughtfully. It is good.
Thank you. I know you're like a magic being and everything, but if I get into culinary school, can I get like a letter of recommendation from you?
I don't know if it would survive the space-time continuum, but we'll talk.
Okay. I'll ask when the time is right. I'll make that like my, you know, 18th birthday, my 18th Christmas present.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Who's next?
Did you survive that one?
It is me. I open up my box and I get a pair of skateless ice skates, which is a pair of red and green lace-up ice skates with a curious icy glow where the skate blade should be. And I immediately put them on, and I can float a few inches above the ground now.
Excellent.
Yes.
Shannon, you're Sora.
Yeah, Shannon has absolutely fucking called me out on this. They are, they are Jupiter Ascending skates.
Yes.
Good news, everyone. I'm not your sexy wolf man. And don't worry, you won't understand me.
Because Annie wants us all to be happy.
Oh, shit.
I used to have wings.
Beautiful angel wings that can hug you. They hug you.
I have more in relation with a dog than you.
Babies don't lie.
I love dogs. I'm always love dogs. We can't do this.
No, we can't
get on a Jupiter Ascending bench. We'll be out here.
Yeah, but I'm definitely skating around
for the
making
next
like
3 days
noises.
Nice.
Like the shoes are, or you are?
I am.
Okay.
So Madame Claus re-enters, and there is another elf next to Bungle. They are less dumpy looking than Bungle, but they are. They look very concerned. They are also one of the worst elves you've ever seen.
In
a certain je ne sais quoi.
Or, as the French say, les incompétents.
Gesundheit. Madame Claus gestures to the other elf and says, "This is our resident reindeer expert. They are the last one that we have. We believe that the best way to get you into the different worlds, now that the train is done, while we are attempting to repair the train, in the meantime, we have a few sleds left, as well as a few of the lesser reindeer that can fly you between worlds. It's a bit slower and it's a bit smaller, but we can make this work, we believe. Now, do you think that that this will be the proper course of action?" And the elf kind of nods, and Madame Claus just sort of gestures. "Well, come on then, introduce yourself." And the elf says, "Hi, I'm Juicy Fruit."
I changed my mind. I want to go
home. All that laughter is in character.
Juicy Fruit just sort of looks like, "Yeah, that's what usually happens when people say, when I tell my name to people. Like, I don't know why. Are they laughing with me?" Yeah, they're laughing with you. Good!
I love Juicy Fruit!
Can I stay with Bumble?
Does he have a pair of shorts on that says Juicy?
No, they do not have any Juicy shorts.
This is bullshit.
I'm gonna be honest, I was trying to think of elf names, and I was like, yeah, like, Wintergreen and Spearmint, am I just saying names of gum?
Their nickname for Santa is Big Red. Okay, doesn't have to be.
No, oh, sorry, you just got me thinking about red cream soda. So, Madame Claus says, "Now, Juicy Fruit, have you prepared the reindeer?" "Oh, yes, ma'am, they're all ready and good to go. I sure hope you have fun on your trip." "No, Juicy Fruit, I'm afraid someone has to drive the sleigh and it can't be me." "Do what?" Yeah, no, Juicy, we both gotta..." No, I don't think that's happening. I don't want to go. Oh, that's terrifying out there. Have you been out there? It's awful." "It's like, yeah, I was just there." No, thank you." "Yeah, Juicy Fruit, you have to hang it together. Get yourself together, Juicy." And Juicy Fruit is freaking out at this point. Bungle grabs Juicy Fruit's shoulders, starts shaking, says, Juicy Fruit, listen to me. "We are the worst elves in the entirety of the universe, but right now we're the only elves. And we have to make this work." "I don't like it, but I'll get the reindeer." "Thank you for indulging me."
Juicy Fruit is my favorite character.
So Juicy Fruit has gone to prepare the sleigh. They have rounded up two reindeer for each of these four-person sleighs, which means that you guys have to break up into teams of three. I don't have anything for this, so three of you are going to have to go with Bungle, three of you are going to have to go with Juicy Fruit. Who gets in?
Lori immediately goes with Bungle.
Okay.
Lori dives for that Bungle sleigh. she's like a soccer player going for the ball.
Diving for the Bungle sleigh.
Going with Juicy Fruit.
Mavis also wants Juicy Fruit. They seem like they could be easily swayed, and so the kids can lead this mission. It's like, well, if neither of them are going to be good guidance, at least take the one we can easily guide ourselves. We're the bosses now.
Choices. I'll go with Bungle.
Guess I'm with Juicy Fruit.
Okay, in that case, then I guess I'm Team Bungle.
Charlie, Ashley, and Lori.
How old is Mavis?
11.
Okay, there's someone who is slightly older with them. Good.
She's basically an adult.
Yeah, I'm old enough to know the periodic tables. Like, not all the different things on it, but I know that there is a periodic table.
What kind of table is
that? So that makes me a scientist.
Is that where you eat dinner?
And I'm qualified to leave this mission, yes.
Is it because you cook? You know the table.
Absolutely, yes. My favorite element is salt. Because sugar's not on there.
So, in the sled with Bungle, we have Lori, Ashley, and Charlie. On the sleigh with Juicy Fruit, we have Mavis, Jade, and Amelia. Now, you guys all climb on. Juicy Fruit is tending to the reindeer. Juicy Fruit is kind of petting each one. Now, you guys be good. We have a lot to do. Okay. And she pats the two reindeer on Bungle's sleigh. Says, "Okay, Nimnod. All right, Jeffy, you guys be good." And then over to their own sleigh. "Okay, all right, now you're with me, so you have to behave, okay, Donder? You too, Porkins." Donder, by the way, looks very, very old and disgruntled.
Oh, no.
That's a joke from me.
Amelia wants to try and pet the reindeer. She goes up to Porkins.
You go up to Porkins?
Good idea.
Juicy Fruit pulls out a sugar lump from their pocket and hands it to you.
She holds out her hand.
Porkins leans down, sniffs, and takes the sugar lump, but not in a very graceful way. You get they kind of lick your whole hand. Oh. It's slimy.
That sounds about right.
Amelia loves it. She's read all sorts of horse books, and deer are kind of similar to horses. And
I mean, they're
this
reindeer.
Is close.
Eh. They're caribou.
They're big enough.
She's
know?
Seven.
They're big enough.
There's cloven hooves. It's fine.
They're sort of like horses.
Reindeer, sort of like horses.
To a 7-year-old. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Bungle and Juicy Fruit both get to the helms of the sleds. As they are elves, they know how to fly a sled. You don't. You're children. And the reindeer probably aren't going to listen to you. The reindeer, who, may I remind your name, Nimnod Jeffy Donder and Porkins.
Before we leave, I want to, Jade leans kind of like, I'm guessing it's a regular sleigh where there's kind of like a little curve in the back.
Yes.
So she leans and she kind of like waves her wand threateningly at all the Santas. When I get back and I save Christmas, you owe me one. All of you.
Madame Claus just sort of looks back at the remaining Santas.
Don't even know what that's about.
No. Did you need a sword? No. The mall Santas speak in unison. We do not know.
Before we, like, leave, can I just, like, look around and make sure that we're not forgetting anything? Like, say, the beacons.
They are loaded up in the sled behind you. The Christmas tree stars, there are enough of each in each sled. So don't worry about a finite amount. That's stupid to worry about. I don't care.
Appreciated.
Madam Santa says, "All right, children. We will split off into two teams. We will keep track of you from the sled. We are, of course, Santas. We are watching at all times. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's benevolent. Once you have placed all the stars, return here, and we should have something triangulated for you. In the meantime, remember, meet up with the Santas, find the beacons, place the stars, and move on. Avoid the dark elves. Avoid the imps. Try to be good.
How do we fight the elves?
Don't worry about it.
And I'm just gonna hold my broom in the air like a Tuscan Raider.
I saw one of you with a knife. That's probably good. Wait, and meanwhile, Narnia Santa's like, yeah, knife! And the sleds take off, and you are going off into the great unknown. Warps take you, much like the ones on the train. It doesn't seem to be a train-only thing. And you split off, waving goodbye to each sled as it passes off into the great beyond.
Yes!
Amelia's waving her cracker. She doesn't quite know what to do with it.
Team Juicy Fruit, give me somebody roll me a number between 1 and 6. Somebody roll a dice for me.
3.
Okay, a 3. Okay, so what we're gonna do with these worlds should be pretty quick. We should be able to resolve these and within a couple of moves. We're doing think like a montage. We're working here.
Nice.
What song's playing in the background?
All I want for Christmas is you, because we're not savages. You guys step down in on a boat, actually. You touch down over what seems to be an endless ocean. You come down and touch down on a boat. Juicy Fruit looks at you guys and says, okay, so I guess you guys should probably go on and find the Santa, and I'll stay here with the reindeer. I mean, you probably don't want to listen to my incredibly irritating voice any more than you already have to. No, nobody does.
You're not going to come with us?
It kind of sucks here, honestly. Also, the reindeer need me.
They don't look like they need you. It looks like they need you to go away.
Well, Donder is very old and Porkins is very chubby, so yeah, they do actually need some exercise. Look, you guys just, you go, and the Santa should be here soon. They all know what to expect. He has to just sort of, just go. I'll see you soon. time.
Jade leaves.
No! Jingle bells! Damn it! No! Stop it! Leg!
I think we got it. We're good. We're little kids. Boy, can we ever find Santa. That's all we ever want to do.
Did you say we're on?
You have fun.
It's a boat that we are on. Yeah,
you never thought you'd be on a boat, but here you are.
Can we see land?
No, actually. But you might have a better view, and you're on, like, a cruise ship, by the way, not, like, a sailing vessel.
Okay.
So, say, that'll be you easy. Guys are on the, aft deck. You probably will want to see if you can get any beating on where you are if you head to the fore.
That is a word you just said.
The front. The front of the boat. You're in the back.
It's okay, we got a lot of energy. We can just run really quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a carnival cruise.
So I guess we just leave, Juicy Fruit?
Yeah, Juicy Fruit's fine. Juicy Fruit's singing more Christmas carols. It's very loud.
We leave very quickly.
You will always
anyway.
Be able to find Juicy Fruit.
From the front of the boat.
I mean, I'll do it. Don't think I won't. You want to keep moving on to the front of the boat or not?
we're running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, so you get to the front, and you find a very thin Santa there. He looks a lot like St. Nicholas back at the council, actually. Lots of similarities. Very bishopy, this one. And he says, oh, hello, children. It's wonderful to see you.
Hi, Santa!
I don't know what accent I'm doing. Let's not do that anymore. And Santa turns to you and says, well, you see, we're in a bit of a pickle here. I'm not actually sure how you got here. We're trying to actually sail the boat to shore. I have to get there soon. It's almost Christmas, and I'm super late, actually. I'm supposed to get here, like, early December? It's, look, we've had some trouble. And, he gestures to his friends behind him, who wants to give me... Actually, let's have all three of you give me a... give me a chill roll.
Oh no, that's three?
Mm-hmm. Seven.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh.
And what's our third roll?
Five.
Okay. Behind Santa is an amorphous blob of night. If you focus really hard, my three does not really see much beyond some vague shapes. The other of you see 6 to 8 men. You actually lose track really easily. If you try to count, sometimes you come up with 6, sometimes you come up with 8, never 7, oddly enough. But this is Santa, and these are his 6 to 8, and here he, my 6 to 8 friends, we're all friends here.
Jade screams.
These are...
and then throws one of those star beacons at Santa.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, what was that for?
I'm scared. Take that, it's yours.
Scared of the fine. The beacon isn't even here.
We have plenty.
We have an infinite amount. Says God.
Well, my problem is my navigation is okay, but my boat skills aren't very good. Usually people drive it for me, and the 6 to 8 friends generally agree. Says, yeah, but we're not doing that anymore. You called us something else. He says, what? No, it's fine. It's fine. We're friends. We're all friends here.
Oh no, he put them.
You
in
sense
the
some
zone.
Simmering hostility from the 6 to 8 friends.
No.
I have some concerns.
Yes, so do we all. You're all very uncomfortable. Who wants to drive the boat through this watery abyss to try to get to land so you can leave?
Amelia raises her hand. I help drive a train.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's show you up to the bridge.
Okay.
Like a boat, just like a reindeer, like a horse.
Exactly. All
So Santa sets you up in the bridge. There is a big old wheel here. You can kind of see over it. In fact, Santa gets you a little step stool. So you can sort of see over the top of the wheel. And it's like, all right, well, let's get going. I want you to roll me a nimble for acting under pressure.
I can roll wonder when I act under pressure.
Sounds great.
9.
Okay. You get the boat pretty close to shore. Until you start to, let's see, what should happen here?
Running aground?
We've hit a reef!
No, you guys off the side, you start seeing something in the water, you guys on the deck, you start to notice there's a big whale coming towards you, actually. It's looks a lot like a whole bunch of imps holding on together, making the shape of whale.
Okay.
Oh god, it's a wishy-washy.
It might be a wishy-washy made of dark imps, yeah. And Santa's like, oh, crap, that's not very good. We should probably keep moving faster. Can someone help me man some cannons? I feel like we should probably have some cannons.
Cannons I can do.
I'm charming.
You can be the distraction while I load cannonballs in there. I hope that's not only something on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. I should be able to find something.
It's kind of like one of those Disney cruises where the pirates take over for a day.
Ho-ho!
Alright, do you want to look for some cannons? Do you want to try something else to try and steer clear of the whale while the ship is being sailed?
I want to roll for whatever it is that's like, read a bad situation, like assess the environment.
Okay, then that would be a chill roll.
Okay. Okay, that's 9.
Okay, and what are you looking for here?
I am looking for some sort of projectile, be it literal cannonball or not.
All right, you find a harpoon gun. You are missing a harpoon.
Throw your knife in there.
I'm gonna have to sacrifice my old trusty knife. Can I MacGyver some sort of, like, is there just something that is lacking the blade at the end of it that I can put the knife on?
You find a mop. And,
deal.
There's some spare rope to lash it to.
Of course, every boat's got a ton of rope.
Want to use Christmas lights instead?
Yeah, if you use the Christmas lights, if that keeps going, you could potentially actually like recoil that, since that string of Christmas lights just keep going.
Yeah, we can get your knife back.
Yes! Oh, it's like the highest cutlery that my parents could find at the mall. So, I think they want me to bring it home to them. Yes.
I don't know, sometimes there are William Sonomas at a mall. I wouldn't knock that.
So, all right. With like a thought, Jade just kind of like makes the Christmas lights really, really bright, like super bright, and then she's like, okay, and then they tie it on. Now we can see it.
Awesome. We were doing pretty good at steering the ship. You were starting to see shore, but you were going to have to get past this whale first. The whale is coming closer and closer. How are you going to try to shoot this whale? What are you kind of waiting for?
I don't think it's got eyes for me to see the whites of.
That's true.
I don't know what else to wait for.
Actually, it has many eyes.
Oh god.
Oh, too god. Many eyes, too many eyes.
Yeah, too many.
This thing is oddly up my alley.
I'm gonna say, Shannon perked up real fast at lots of eyes.
Next you're gonna have lots of teeth.
How many hands does it have?
There are a couple of clippers, but there are many hands sort of, like, hanging off of it. You can see, I mean, keep in mind, this is a writhing mass of elves in the shape of a whale, so it's got a lot of everything.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
So the, so are you waiting to see the whites of his eyes? Are you waiting for it to get close? Waiting for it to breach?
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait for it to kind of, like, breach up over the water, because I'm still 11, and my, like, hand-eye coordination isn't great. I'm like, get close, please, or I might miss this.
All right, so so who here is charming? You want to try and charm this whale up?
Yeah, what up?
All right, so if you want to attract the whale, I want you to give me a, I want you to give me a charm to manipulate someone.
Okay, so in her brattiest voice, Jade is going to try and just, like, be super, like I said, bratty. So she's going to be like, listen here, you are not going to ruin this Christmas, and I want my presents back. So tell your friends who stole my presents to give them back. I'm not 11.
Okay, so the whale perks up when you start talking like that. It dives for a minute, and you think maybe this hasn't worked, and then you hear this incredible rumbling coming from the very sea itself, and the whale breaches. It shoots over the lip of the boat. It looks like it's going to try and, like, I don't know, take a bite out of you or something. As it sails over, it seems to be going for a very clear arc so that it lands, like, not on the other side of the boat, but on the deck itself. And now tell me about how you are going to shoot this harpoon. This makeshift harpoon full of Christmas lights. How's it going?
I read The Hobbit once, and I remember there's a big dragon in that book. Mm-hmm. And they shoot an arrow at its underbelly, and so I imagine that might be a touchy place for most very large creatures. So I'm going to try and shoot for the underbelly.
All right. Give me a kick some ass roll.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a soft spot for everyone, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know of any animals that have, like, incredibly strong bellies. That's true. All right, 9. No, 10. 10.
10? Oh, absolute success. You take an aim at it, and it, and you pull the trigger, which I assume that harpoon guns actually have. Are sort of thrown back a little as the harpoon goes flying. What color are those Christmas lights?
They are just bright, obnoxious, like, neon orange.
Okay, this is basically looking like a traffic safety sign here. Bright and neon orange going, plunging deep into the heart of this whale as it groans and then splits apart, shattering into at least 50 dark imps, and they all go back into the water. A couple of them, like, actually kind of land on deck and flop around like a fish. But most of them just scatter into the water. Santa, who has basically cowered back in the bridge, is very, very excited. And the 6 to 8 friends give you a nod of respect.
Jade jumps in the air and, like, kind of puts her wand out. She's like, get some!
And as the as you guys push over, I assume you push the last of the imps over the water, or do you want to, like, hang out with them?
Oh, no. They're just getting kicked straight off the edge.
Okay, rad. So as you guys clear the last of those off, you actually find land coming in. You hear Santa's out, land ho! And he rushes down below decks and comes back up on a horse. A big white horse, and there are horses for all of his 6 to 8 friends as well. There are 6 to 8 horses. You don't want to look at it too hard. Your head starts to hurt. And they trot on shore, And they land, and there is a giant Christmas tree waiting for them. Now, who wants to do the honors to place a star on the tree? You want to just get on each other's shoulders?
Yeah.
Only if we had a trench coat
on top.
All right, three kids in a Christmas trench coat.
That's a different game. Three kids on top of each other in a Christmas morning bathrobe.
Spectacular. Yes. All right, so you guys place that star on top of the tree. The entire tree starts to glow, actually, and the Santa and his 6 to 8 friends look extremely pleased. The 6 to 8 friends still have a lot to talk about with Santa. This whole thing is gross. But in the meantime, you are all suffused with the warmth of Christmas spirit. And actually, the colors all start to look a little more saturated here. Everything seems a little bit brighter, a little bit more cheerful. And Juicy Fruit comes forth with the reindeer, like, oh my god, you guys, that was so good! I'm so happy! the weird stuff's gone, right? It's fine?
If you don't count the 6 to 8 men standing over there, yeah.
Oh, hi, they're kind of normal. What's up, guys? The 6 to 8 friends say, sup. See you guys at the next union meeting? Yep. Alright, well, let's get out of the next world, okay? And you guys clamber inside the sled. He says, I'm Donder! I'm Porkins! Dash away all! And then you guys fly off. And leave that world as Santa and his 6 to 8 friends wave to you.
Are we just trailing behind a knife on a Christmas rope?
I sure hope so.
Instead of a bunch of tin cans, it's one knife.
Right. Banner across the back, just saved Christmas.
I wish it was Christmas every day.
Okay, Team Bungle, what's up? How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Charlie sitting in the sleigh with her hands to herself.
Yeah, who's riding shotgun on this sleigh, actually?
Lori's sitting as close to the back seat as she can, slumped against the side and writing in her journal very angrily.
Well, there's only two rows, so...
Yeah.
I'll take shotgun, then. I'm trying to touch my blades on my skates.
Alright, then. With that one, we are gonna land you guys. Somebody give me a d6 roll.
One.
I actually also rolled a one.
Ooh, it's made for us.
I also rolled a one.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is.
Go team.
Okay. You guys touch down. It is very dark outside. You land in a small, right outside a small village in a snow-covered landscape. You touch down in the dark. Bungle tells you that you guys are you guys have a lock on the Santa. Though Bungle says that something is very weird about this reading. In fact, what's you seem to have two it? Santa readings, and he's going towards the stronger one, or at the very least, the one that seems easiest to get to. And as your sled lands, you are immediately approached by a man in a big red coat, a big black sort of like Russian soldier hat with two frickin' swords. He says, "Halt, identify yourselves."
I'm Ashley.
I'm Charlie.
Lori just kind of glowers.
Jeez. Nick, will you put away the swords? These are the kids. The ones the madam told you about. Come on. And the Santa... He looks at his swords and says, oh! I did not even know I had these out. That's wonderful. Always be prepared, I say. Welcome, children! And Bungle's like, shh. And he says, welcome, children! Welcome to Whoville. I am Nicholas St. North. We are going to be trying to find the Santa here.
Are you not the Santa?
Yeah.
No. I am Santa from different world. I am friends with Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny. It's a very long story.
I like your movie. It was very underrated.
Thank you. I think so too. there are books about me. Did you know?
So how do we get to the other one?
The signal that we have, this is not my world, so I do not have a strong signal on the beacon, but it seems to be somewhere up in the mountains. But this seems to be the safest place to start. We must sneak through this village. It is already overrun by the dark imps. I hate them so much. They are very bad. I wish to stab them with my swords.
You should do that.
We
should stab them with my swords.
Go ahead.
Yes, no, go ahead, child.
This is just like a question in general. This is not a Charlie question. Did Madame Claus say that the beacons can be used to like track where the Santa is, or is that we need to do that on ourselves kind of thing?
The Santas can track the beacons. Santas are basically going to be your navigation system for finding beacons.
Okay.
But once you have a star on a beacon, that's when they'll be able to use that to sort of track, you know, triangulate, figure out where the hell all the children are that have been stolen, that sort of thing.
Okay, cool.
So each Santa we find is kind of like an SPS, a Santa
positioning system. Yes.
Okay. Santa positioning Santa.
Yes.
Please don't position the Santa.
Sounds like a dating site.
Santa's finding Santas.
Oh god, y'all. Let's not go there, please.
It's like
Santas need love too.
There's a dating site. It's like Farmers Only, but for Santas.
Oh god.
You don't have to be lonely at santasonly.com.
So, pledge to the Gem Jam cast and Quick and Rushing Game on Patreon to get Annie to make you ringtones of all these things she's singing.
Good god. Okay, so Nicholas sort of rubs his hands together. Now, you may not know this, but I am Bandit King of Santas, and in order to get through town, we must be very sneaky. At the other end of town is very good road to get up to the top of the mountain, where I believe that the beacon is. Who is ready for sneaking?
I'm going to tusk it right in my room
dubious.
Again.
I like your attitude. It's very good.
Could we just go around the town? Is it, rather than trying to go through the town and all the Christmas imps, could we just go around it?
What is the fun in that, little child?
So I don't want to die.
There is always time for cool adventure sneaking.
I want to fight monsters.
Lori closes her journal, tucks it under her arm, tucks her koala pin over her ear, and holds her shoes in her right hand.
These trail things ahead. I like them.
Can I just, like, grab a branch off the ground to use as a weapon? Because I don't know if I can throw the fruitcake or not.
Improvisation is very interesting. Do you have fruitcake there?
Yes.
Magic fruit cake.
I don't know. It was in the box that Madame Claus gave me. I don't know. It's a lot of fruit cake.
Yes,
gave me cool skates. I'm gonna skate around and show them off.
I love it. I love all these presents. Oh, Christmas is so wonderful. We must save it at once. I love this. Okay, so you guys have to sneak through a town. You are on basically one side of Whoville. You have to get to the other. There are a lot of small side streets. There's a large opening in town in the middle. There should be a Christmas tree there. There is not, actually. So you guys can either go through some of the small side streets. It might take a little longer. You can try going through the center of town. You might provoke some reactions there. How do you guys want to proceed through town and get to the mountain pass on the other side?
What does Santa think is coolest?
Well, Santa monster, has swords. Monsters, Santa wants to, like, monsters. Fight stuff.
I was gonna vote side streets, but if y'all want to go through the center, I will hang out in the back.
I think Ashley and Santa vote center.
Bumble's right, gonna stay with the sled.
Are we going to save Christmas, or are we going to walk quietly around Christmas?
I mean, it's a game of choices. What are you guys going to do?
Center Street.
It's two to one. I will go with the majority.
Okay. Santa's very excited for sneaking. Santa's very excited for fighting. Santa's very excited for everything. Santa's a good Santa. King. He has two swords.
Could I borrow a sword?
You know, my instinct says no, but I feel like Santa says yes.
Do you want me to roll for it?
Yeah, let's see how good you are at handling this sword. Let's see, what would be a good roll for sword skills?
Nimble?
Yeah, give me a nimble.
Okay.
That doesn't look good.
Two.
You take the sword, you kind of wave it around a little, and you come very close to chopping off your own head somehow. Santa gingerly takes the sword back. It is not time to learn about the cutting yourself lessons yet. I do
not. Cutting yourself another lessons?
Yes, these are very important lessons if you cut yourself while swinging around a sword. It's the best way to learn, but I feel like maybe we do not have time for that tonight.
Okay.
I'm going a little bit Dracula here. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start out by you guys trying to sneak through the center of town. Or are you just sort of running through screaming, as you will?
We can sneak.
Sneak.
No war cries?
All right, now are you all going to go in once? I noticed that one of you is basically on flying skates. Do you want to try a scout ahead or stick with the party?
I can scout ahead if we need to, since I move fast.
Yeah, do it.
And I have a broom. Brooms are quiet. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's very common. People say brooms, and they say, what broom?
You're as quiet as a broom.
It's a common phrase. Everybody says it.
What should I roll?
Give me either a nimble or a chill, whichever one's highest for you.
I will do a chill. 11.
Okay.
Yes!
Then you glide through town effortlessly. It is though you have been skating for your entire life. In fact, it is though you have never actually not been skating. Walking has simply been an exercise to get you from skate to skate.
I'm real good at walking, not to brag.
You're even better at skating, it turns out. This is the way that you have always wanted to move, that you've always truly been meant to move. You glide through town, checking out ahead. You're able to determine a path that gets you through the center of town, at least to the large clearing in the front, pretty easily. And I'm going to say with that roll, you are able to lead everybody through a path that that keeps them from being seen by any random patrols of imps, of which you see a few, though they do not see you.
We travel in single file to hide our numbers.
Exactly. You don't even leave it. You don't even leave footprints.
That must be so confusing. Oh, but just sets of footprints and then just blade marks.
Oh, no blade marks. This is above the ground. That's true. You're going absolute werewolf boyfriend.
As we go through the clearing, can I like look at where there are, presumably once was the beacon tree, so I can figure out like where we need to go next?
Yeah. Give me a chill roll for investigating a mystery.
Okay. I want to redeem myself from that, too. which I just did, maybe slightly, by getting myself a... Math is hard, y'all.
Two dice plus a number?
Yes, two dice plus a number makes nine.
Nine, okay. With that, you see what's going on there, and, you see where a tree definitely was. There is less snow in a sort of near circle towards the center of town. You also see some, it snowed a lot apparently since then, but you see sort of a snowed over drag marks that look like it's leading up towards the mountain pass.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so you guys, you're working pretty quick, but why don't, now, okay, give me, everybody give me a, another sort of roll for sneaking. Let's go for, a nimble or a chill, whichever one's highest for you here.
Chill. Every single time.
Wow. I got a 10.
10.
I got, 13.
Okay, so you guys are sneaky as hell. Nimble St. North actually seems kind of disappointed.
I'm sure he'll get plenty of use for his bloodlust.
But you guys actually make it through town without any incident. You get to the mountain pass. Charlie, you do notice some more of those drag marks going up, and Nicholas St. North unsheathes the sword and points because he really doesn't like pointing with his fingers. That's crass. He points with swords.
He's just polite.
Yes.
Well done, children. Next up the road. We must go through up this mountain pass. I believe that the beacon is somewhere up there. Who is ready for a climb?
Ooh. I'm gonna hold up my broom again.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. I love this one.
I'm not even walking. This is so easy.
Can you skate up the side of a mountain?
Charlie is very upset.
Small child, what is the matter? What is your problem?
I don't like climbing.
Lori claps her hand on Charlie's shoulder and goes, I understand.
Children, you must understand. Working hard and stretching your muscles, this creates muscle, this creates strength, this creates the power to do more, to have more fun. Besides, there can be snowball fights. And I'm very good at snowball fights. Now we have must mavus! And Nicholas St. North takes a sword and starts charging up the mountain, and he does actually leave a pretty good path in his wake for you guys to follow to make it a little easier to climb up.
Thank God.
Now, as you get about halfway up the mountain, you see... Well, let's see. It is getting pretty steep there. Lori.
Oh, man.
Give me a chill roll to, just give me a chill. Let's see what's going on here.
That's ominous. Yeah. That's ominous. That is not a good roll. That is, I guess it's okay. It's 8.
Alright, everything is mostly fine, although you, you hear some noises coming up further on the mountain. Maybe it's the sound of snow settling. Maybe it's just some trees underneath the snow. You're not really totally sure, but you got a bit of a bad feeling.
Ashley, you're the more sane one here.
Yeah.
Do you hear something strange?
Did you almost call me his Russian accent?
Russian is the only accent I can do. I just
stole his accent, yes.
It is infectious, children!
Lori gets really mad and kind of punches at herself a little. She goes, no, I hear something weird. And I know I'm saying that, and this is a stupid place with stupid rules, but it sounds weird for the stupid place.
Can I roll something to try to hear it?
Yeah, give me a chill.
Can I roll 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so fucking chill. I rolled 2 6s, so that's a 14.
I'm glad you did, because even going to mention what I rolled.
Goddamn, you're the most chill person I've ever met. It's those skates.
I'm just drifting through life right now. Like a rad drifting, not like a sad kind.
Ever since you put those skates on, man.
I'm at a party.
I feel like some sunglasses just sort of manifested on you.
Nice.
They're shaped like Christmas trees.
Because you are that rad a kid right now.
Nice.
So you take a look, and with your chill eyes, You catch some shadows moving further up the mountain in the darkness. In fact, over the edge, you see a huge heap of snow that's actually it's a giant snowball. Like, really, really, really big. You see it moving. And it's teetering off towards the edge. And, it's gonna be headed downhill. And, you guys are downhill. That's weird.
I think we have to Indiana Jones this.
All right.
Or just run to the side.
Everybody give me an act under pressure.
Okay, that is... What is that? Is that...
That's a nimble roll.
Oh, God.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh?
I got an 8.
6.
3.
Okay. So, you see that snowball that is, that huge Indiana Jones-sized snowball tumbles over the edge and, let's see, Ashley, since you are still freaking chill, you're actually able to see some imps pushing that snowball down. You see their hands just as they as that snowball kind of attaches your entire attention. Nicholas St. North sees it a little too late. He's able to dodge just out of the way, but that snowball comes rolling towards you. Two of you are able to mostly dodge out of the way. Who got my 3? Who's my 3?
Lori.
Lori.
Lori got the 3.
Lori gets hit in the face with a giant snowball.
Lori goes down into the snow and she sputters there angrily. And then she gets back up and she goes, "This is not what I like." And she picks up a bunch of snow, starts packing it, and just launches it at the first person she sees. I'm going to say it's Santa.
Okay.
Oh.
So, you... give me a kick some ass roll.
Do you guys have time for a snowball fight?
I don't think we do.
Too late. I got a 12.
Wow, you bean Nicholas St. North, but good. What you say? That thing square in the back of his head. His hat comes off. He likes that hat.
I'm just gonna point up at the hill where like the imps were. Like, no, aim there.
Nicholas turns around, he sheaths his sword, he marches over to you. He puts his hands on his hips. Did you throw that snowball at me, small child? Did you throw that snowball
yes,
at the Bandit King Nicholas St. North?
I did.
You do not fear me.
No?
Are you sure? He leans in close to you.
Yes?
She's a teen.
And he smacks you on the... Like, he claps both his hands on your shoulders and basically kind of, like, smacks you a little. It smarts. He's like, "Wonderful child! You have very good spine! I like it! But come now, come now. We must get up to the top of the mountain before the imps do. They have very big snowballs. I like it very much."
Charlie picks her jaw up off the ground and looks a little bit left out.
You there, small child with the fruitcake. Come, give me a bite.
That's a good idea.
Give me a bite of the fruitcake. I can take it. I'm Nicholas St. North, and I'm Bandit King. This is happening while you guys are marching uphill again.
Charlie hands him the entire fruitcake because she doesn't have anything to cut it with.
Luckily, Nicholas has 2 swords.
Does he just use both of them to slice it?
He tries.
Does it take
Bless
2?
His heart, he tries. That fruitcake is completely uncuttable. It can neither be created nor destroyed, in fact. It is pure matter. He looks at the cake with respect. This is good fruitcake. This will last you many years.
Oh no, an eternity.
What am I supposed to use it for? I can't eat it.
You know, I'm actually not very sure what fruitcake is for. It is Christmas mystery! Oh, I love it!
Charlie looks into the camera like she's on The Office. And I guess just puts it back in her bag or her pocket, unwrapped.
Alright, everybody give me a, everybody give me another nimble roll to see how well you get, you back up the mountain. Those of you who are more rough and ready, you can use a deck instead if you prefer.
I'm gonna use my deck because I only got a 5.
I got a 9.
I actually also got a 9.
Okay, so, Charlie kind of lags behind, but the rest of you tend to make it up the rest of the mountain pretty quick. You come to a gigantic cave in which Nicholas assures you is going to be the rest of the, is where the beacon is, he is certain. And also, it seems, that seems to be where the Santa is for this world? I do not understand. I feel like we should have met the Santa by now.
Is he a bear?
It could be a bear! What if it is a bear?
What kind of bear?
Wait, hold up. Did Nicholas St. North tell us that we were in Whoville when we first got here?
He did.
Yes.
Ah, it's cringe!
Do I need to roll to see how familiar I am with Whoville?
Yeah, since you're the traditional, yeah, go ahead and give me a wonder roll for that.
Okay.
Why is there a bandit king in Whoville?
He's on loan.
Yeah.
That's only a grand total of 4.
You've heard about Whoville? You think it's called Whatville? You've heard something about a Grinch? Oh, actually, you know what? You saw the Jim Carrey Grinch maybe once on Freeform. So that's what you're familiar with.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I rolled bad. It's my fault.
Anybody else want to give me a roll to see how Grinchy they are?
I'll roll. What was it again?
A wonder.
Oh, that's a negative 1. Oh, I still rolled high. 10.
Jesus. Yeah, no, you know this one inside and out. You have opinions about the Jim Carrey version, and you may have already seen the Bondersnickle-Tots version. Lori, how you doing?
Yeah.
How
I'm doing
you?
Pretty good. I feel like if I knew about the Grinch, I would agree with him for the first half of the movie.
It changes tune. Right.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I feel like you have to know who the Grinch is because you probably get called it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I know who he is, but I am not talking about it because I think it's dumb.
Cool.
That's my decision here.
Okay, so Nicholas St. North looks at you guys. How shall we approach this? Should we sneak inside and try to find the beacon and the Santa? There may be imps aboard. I do not know. What should we run in with screaming with swords? Because I like that part. We have a broom here.
If they want to fight us with snowballs, why don't we just beam them with snowballs?
I mean, Christina has an idea, but I don't know if it's gonna be needed or not.
Well, what say you children? This is your mission, and while I do not have my Santa powers, I may remind you, I do have 2 swords.
Well, they don't have a door to knock on, so I guess we can't be polite about it.
I don't know what's going on, and I don't like it, and all I have is some fruitcake. I'm not much help here.
Oh, come now, child. Do not underestimate the fruitcake. It is very hard. And resilient. You can stand on it, you can throw it. It is a blessing in disguise. You have it within you, the ability to find out what that fruitcake is for. Santa believes in you, child.
I don't know where in this Santa storyline we are, so the options are very open.
Lori just starts packing some snowballs, and she's going dirty. She's putting some rocks in there.
It sounds like you guys are going to do a violence.
We'll be ready to fight. But just in case this Santa, in case this Santa's heart has already grown, let's be ready to be nice.
Okay.
I want to note that I use deck instead of charm because I'm the bad kid, so this is me being charming.
Oh boy.
Okay, so we are going to go in. We're going to be prepared to do a violence. We've got some snowballs with rocks in them.
Yeah.
So, Nicholas St. North is pretty much into whatever you guys are into. He's easy. So, you guys, enter the cave. Are you just sort of going in guns blazing? Are you trying to sneak in? You trying to, like, say, announce your presence first? What's up?
Charlie is sneaking.
Okay.
Charlie is sneaking while... Ashley, what are you doing?
I guess I'll sneak.
Okay, that's 2 out of 3 sneaking.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody give me a, same as sneak before, nimble or chill.
Grand total of 7.
I got an 8.
10.
Okay, so you guys get in pretty soundlessly. You hear from around the corner, you hear some imps chattering amongst themselves. And you hear a dog barking as well. That dog does not sound particularly happy. And you also hear somebody else is like, "Okay, look, will you just... I don't know what you're talking about. I can't even understand you. I'd really like my dog back. Could you just untie me and leave? That'd be marvelous."
Can I, like, Scooby-Doo eye around the corner to see what's going on?
You absolutely can. So you peer around the corner. There is a weird green guy who is tied up. There are some imps chattering amongst themselves, looking very pleased. There is a dog that is hanging by its tail, that a couple of imps have. There is a, you catch a glimmer of something from further into the cavern. Something shiny. Something, something full of light.
Okay, Charlie is throwing her fruitcake at the things holding the dog captive, because violence against dogs cannot stand.
And I'll be a deck for kick some ass.
Okay, believe it or not, that's a natural, 11.
Huh? Okay, so you, describe how you knock out these dark imps that are surrounding this dog.
Even though Charlie has no idea who the Grinch is, apparently, she has a dog. His name is Magnificent. They call him Niffy. And so seeing the imps torturing this poor green person's dog gets her real angry. And so she finally does the only thing you can do with a fruitcake that's rock hard and hit people in the face with it. If I can awesome. Get a 2-for-1 deal, I want the 2-for-1 deal on knocking out the imps.
You totally get the 2-for-1 deal with that 11.
Yes.
Both of these imps go down. It's a very large fruitcake, and it actually seems to almost move against the laws of really all reason, honestly. You see it launch itself at the first one. And as it knocks that one over and it lets go of the dog, it seems to almost ricochet back around and hit the other imp, and it shoots itself back into your hand as you kind of like stumble back a little from the weight of this enormous, unstoppable fruitcake.
Oh my! What?
Those imps look utterly horrified and not very clear on what's going on. In fact, they're pretty dizzy. Anybody want to come in and finish these guys off?
Can I pull a Tuscan yeah. Raider and just hold my broom above my head and scream and see if they run?
I absolutely need to do that. You know what?
Did you have a plan? Lori?
Mine?
Yeah.
My plan was to step in and start beaming them with my rock snowballs.
You want it? We can do it at the same time.
Let's do it at the same time! Yeah!
Yeah.
So they get screams and pain.
It could be a team effort. Yes. Nice. You take the broom and you bat the snowballs.
Yes. We and Laurel and Hardy this.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, no. Tell me how you guys knock out and basically chase out these two dazed imps and one remaining imp.
I choose to believe that I beam a few and then I start tossing them to Ashley while she hits them with her broom overhead and screams really loudly.
Yep.
And then as they start running out, we just chase them down like angry dogs nipping at their heels.
Charlie follows at the back, waving the fruitcake with both hands.
I love it. Nicholas St. North is cheering. He has put his swords away to clap because he is so delighted. This is a great Christmas. He's having a wonderful time. He's simply having a wonderful Christmas time, and he hates that song. So this green guy, Nicholas undoes the ropes around him, and the first thing that this guy does is he goes to check on his dog and sees that he's okay. And once that has been done, he looks at these guys like, "Well, who the hell are you?"
I'm Ashley.
Lori rolls her eyes. "We're here to, like, save you, I guess."
"What? Save me? Why? You're here about the tree, aren't you?" "Okay, yes, look, it..."
Charlie, can you go stand on your fruitcake and stick that up?
I can try.
There is, in fact, a tree behind them, and it's like, "Okay, look, it's a very nice tree. I'm not supposed to steal stuff anymore, but it was nice, okay? I just kind of wanted it to have, and couldn't stop thinking about it." Nicholas is like, "You know, there is supposed to be a sunset in this world."
Charlie puts the star topper on the Christmas tree at this moment. What happens to the Grinch?
He starts to feel very, very weird, and then you guys hear this like boop! And suddenly he's in a Santa Claus outfit.
Is he like magical girl transformed?
Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
Yes, he gets big shoujo eyes, Santa he goes Claus. Like kind of naked for a little. It's very weird.
And but he's like glowing.
Maybe a little naked. Sexy, actually.
No, oh, Annie, no.
There's some heart motifs.
Annie, we do not need the once floor again.
This is why Tumblr shut down.
Nobody's strong enough for that. Not again.
This post has been flagged.
No.
And podcast has been flagged. You guys are horny.
You're the one who said sexy Grinch, Annie.
I'm sorry, Santa's for love too.
He said he couldn't stop looking at that tree.
Santa's for Santa's. That's what the website's for.
So oh my Grinch God. Is in this Santa costume. It's like, what? What the hell? I didn't make this.
I'm sorry,
one.
Says Lori.
Oh, this is even weirder than the heart enlargement.
Excuse me?
You should go to the doctor about that.
Yeah, I really should. Why do I feel like laughing? Is this a normal thing? I hate it.
Lori nods in agreement.
And the Grinch claps him on the shoulder, which sends the Grinch kind of rolling forward a little, like jerking forward. It's like, "Oh, you are Santa now. This is wonderful. I love showing the new ones around. This will be great. Trust me, you are coming Santa in a very dire time. It is wonderful. Children, you have all done so well. I believe I hear the sleigh coming now with the bungle. Bingo?
Lori?
Bunghole.
Bunghole.
Lori yes,
is. The name is Bungle, not Bunghole. Honestly.
That sounds fake.
Lori rips out a few sheets of paper from the back of her journal, tucks them into the Grinch's hand, and goes, "You'll need this."
Is this a Christmas present?
I guess.
Is this a roast beast?
No, you write your sad thoughts on this.
Oh!
Oh no, her sadness is spreading.
The Grinch nods thoughtfully. "I've got some poetry for this."
Yes, says Lori.
Oh my god.
Bungle pulls in towards the mouth of the cave. "Are you guys done yet? The elves are...
Hey, Bunghole.
Hi. I wish you would stop doing that."
Saying hi to you and being nice and polite?
Yeah,
sure,
okay.
We'll
look,
stop.
The imps are gone. Can we get out of here? The reindeer are being kind of gassy. It's not a great time here.
Charlie gives Max a kiss on the head before going to the sleigh. Because Max is a good boy.
He's a very good dog. He's got reindeer antlers now, real ones.
Oh.
Aww.
Okay, you guys clamber up on the sleigh. Nicholas St. North waves to you. I will fill in the Santa here. It will be excellent time. We are going to bond. I may give him a sword.
Lori looks at the Grinch, makes eye contact, lifts up her journal, and starts writing something as if to indicate what he can do here.
Children, it will be marvelous time here. I'm very excited to help you all save Christmas. Good luck on your next world. You have done very well here.
I'm glad we gave Grinch a sword. He deserves it.
Yeah, the Grinch has a sword. He's not sure what to do with it. He's got some journals now, too. I think the Grinch is going to be pretty set.
He has two outlets to get out his sad thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And you guys blast off into the unknown, and we will come back here soon.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.